There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
New stories making headlines in the region. Hanan Marafi is here from the ARN News Centre. And Hanan, if we can start with you and the news stories you have been looking at today. In particular, it's the story you've been covering is about Dubai airports. And we always like it when they tell us news that's going to mean it's a bit easier for us, a bit smoother, anything that's going to make us save a bit of time on our journeys.
Yeah, well, basically, passengers can soon expect an improved customer experience at Dubai International and Dubai World Central. And this comes after a memorandum of understanding was signed between Dubai Airports, Dubai Police, the International Air Transport Association and the Airports Council International. And this forms part of the Smart Security Initiative, which was launched back in 2012. And this aims to trial new smart solutions and concepts at the airports so travellers can see more efficiency and reduced waiting times at security checkpoints, as well as an improved passenger experience. Now, I've been speaking to Bhuti Ahmed Gorawash. He's the VP of Security for Dubai Airports, and he tells us more about the initiative.
The best way to improve the airport experience is to introduce new solutions that reduces the wait times for the passengers, and that is exactly what smart security aims to achieve. For a global hub like Dubai, it means increasing capacity for the facility without adding physical infrastructure. And that is a win-win situation where we have better utilization of our area and as well as airport and the capacity that we can handle for the entire airport community.
Okay, Hanan. So does that mean when you get security, it's going to be easier, going to be better?
Well, overall, they are looking at ways to improve the whole airport experience. And one of the examples Gorawash gave me was that travellers may soon be able to avoid removing their laptops and liquids from bags at security points. Yes, and I'm glad you're so excited because I was too. This is going to be at Dubai International and Dubai World Central. And I don't know about you, but really, this will save me a lot of time because I always have to open up my wheelie bag. I sling it on and I'm holding people up and it's a pain to get it out. And, you know,
anyway, I'm the same.
I'm really excited. And so he's going to tell us more about the solutions and how this particular example would work.
The security systems and the processes, because it's not just about solutions, there is also other technologies and different ways of doing things, would be cutting edge solutions in the aviation industry that have been trialed and tested in international airports and found to be effective and efficient and have shown measurable enhancement in the passenger experience. As well as we will be even doing our own trials and watching which system provides the best customer experience for us as Dubai Airport. One of the examples is that when you come to the security lanes, you have to divest all of your belongings into different trays and different bags and terms. But what we're trying to do is compile three trays into one and make it much easier. So you don't have to take out your laptops, you don't have to take out your liquids, everything in one to make it seamless and quick through.
So that was Bhuti Ahmed Gorawash, the VP of Security for Dubai Airports, telling us more about the solutions and how it would work with a hassle-free time at security.
Do you know, I'm kind of laughing at both of you are so over the moon at this. And then I think about experiences when you have to take your laptop out. And if you've got an iPad, you need to take that out. And then everything goes in the tray. And then your money goes in there. And your shoes come up. And all of that. And belts. And invariably, I walk through and I've forgotten something in my back pocket. And so it should mean it's substantially quicker to get through. It's got to be good.
And you're going to be waiting less for the person in front, me or NLT,
exactly,
who's, you know, opening up our bags and
opening
all that.
Up the bags, getting the sort of tablet out, getting the laptop out, getting the liquids. But also, if you think you go with your family and one of you gets held up, it impacts on all of you. So it's not just you travelling on your own.
Yeah,
so I think it's great. I am excited about anything like this that will make the airports a little bit easier and smoother. Hanan Marafi from the ARN News Centre, thank you so much. We're also joined this afternoon by Danny Norton. He's here with us. And Danny, you've been looking at a few stories today as well. We're going to look at two of them. We're going to start off with a study that's been done on road accidents during Ramadan. It's one of those stories that does come up annually. Mm-hmm. What did this study find this year?
Well, the report by Road Safety UAE analysed over 1,600 reported accidents in and claims from Ramadan last year, and it found that the mid-morning rush hour is the peak time for road accidents here in the UAE throughout the holy month. And that's quite a surprising finding to many people, with most assuming that it would be a little bit later on in the day when most people are on the way home or going to special Ramadan events such as iftar. But no, 16% of all accidents occur between 10 and 11am, and the hours either side of that, so 9 to 10 and 11 to midday, with the next highest at 13 and 14% respectively. So as well as being a regular guest for you guys here on Drive Live, Thomas Edelman is also the Managing Director of Road Safety UAE, the company behind the report, and I spoke to him earlier on and he explained to me why it may be the case that mid-morning is the most dangerous time on the road during Ramadan.
People get up a little bit later, they go to office later, and they might not be as well rested as they normally are. They might not have digested the food to the same extent. So it's a little bit, you know, they might not be that concentrated.
So, one surprise in the report. What else stands out for you, Danny?
Well, there's another stat that really did emerge from the study, which certainly raised a few eyebrows upstairs when we were looking through it, and that is that older drivers are the most likely to be involved in an accident during Ramadan, whilst the youngest motorists are the least likely. And according to the report then, only 8% of traffic accidents during the holy month last year involved drivers aged between 18 to 24. But those aged 40 plus were involved in the greatest number at 28%. So how could this be? Well, once again, I turn to our friend Thomas for a bit of an explanation on it.
The older we get, how difficult it is for us to cope with these changed situations of our daily routines. And this might be the biggest influencer.
Meanwhile, the report did reveal one rather, I suppose, unsurprising stat, which is that males are far more likely to be involved in a road accident at 77% compared to 23% for females.
77%?
Yes.
Wow.
So, okay. Not that surprising.
I'm saying nothing. I don't want to say anything to upset anyone. I've already upset Rahul today, so I'm going to keep quiet.
You're in your first world problems,
yes.
NLT.
Yes.
So, should we move on to schools?
Yes, let's, Danny. We've had results. They've been announced for the Indian school certificate, rather, exams. And there have been great results for students here in the UAE. And there's one particular pupil, Danny, that's really stood out.
Absolutely, yeah. Dubai-based student has placed second globally in the ISC, like you say, the Indian school certificate, after achieving a result of 99.25% in the grade 12 exams. Akanchka Rai from GEMS Modern Academy got a perfect 100% in mathematics, physics, chemistry and computer science, so, you know, wow, all the easy ones, as well as 97% in English, which I think makes her English much better than mine already. I spoke to her earlier on today and asked how she reacted when she found out her results.
I was in shock. I kept refreshing the page thinking that it would change, but I'm honestly on top of the world right now.
That's really sweet, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So she's now been offered places at the prestigious Indian Institute of Technology in Hyderabad and the National University of Singapore. And she says that's her most likely destination to go and study computer science.
Having heard her, I can confirm that her English is definitely better than yours, Danny.
That's really mean.
I agree.
No, but
I concur.
Do you know, we've been talking about this story today and trying to work out how you do so well, 100% in maths, I get, but doing so well in English. She must have perfect handwriting, the grammar must be. Mm. I mean, she's excellent in so many ways. So what's the key to the success?
Well, she said it was down to one word, consistency. She said that whilst many of her peers, many of her friends at school only started studying for the exams in the weeks leading up to them, she's basically been working hard since the very first day of school. She said she would go home and study for hours every single day during the week, work for hours and hours at the weekend, and break her work up with sessions on the guitar. She's apparently a very good guitarist, and also sessions in the swimming pool as well. But I asked her what kind of advice she would give to younger students who will be taking the exams in the future.
They should have faith in themselves, make sure they eat right, sleep right, because I know many people who studied as much as I did, but because they slept a lot less, they would be a little sleepy during the exam and miss out on key points. And mostly to just be consistent and not to give up on their other hobbies.
So that was Akshankshka Rai from the GEMS Modern Academy, who ranks second globally in the Indian school certificate after achieving 99.25% in the grade 12 exams. So well done to her.
Really impressive feat, Danny, absolutely. I admire anyone that was dedicated enough at 17, 18 to just do hours of work at home and at the weekends. I just, yeah, it was difficult. I did revise, don't get me wrong, but I was not as consistent, shall we say.
Have you haven't got a number, have you? Because I could probably get to call my son and maybe teach him a thing or two, I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Well, is he eating right? Is he getting enough sleep? Is he getting enough away from screen time, you know?
In every way.
The key's there, yeah. So congratulations there. And also as well, just a quick mention for the other students who did tremendously as well. I think the results have really shot up this year. And so, yeah, congratulations to all.
Danny, thank you very much for coming down today and looking at those two stories.
Pleasure as ever.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.